North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 9, 2020.
Analyzing the data in Massachusetts for COVID-19. Governor Charlie Baker spoke yesterday about what he is seeing in the data. Some good news, but cautiously good news.
At the same time, we've not seen the same steep acceleration seen in either Wuhan, New York, or other places, which means we're cautiously optimistic that our social distancing, essential services orders, and other measures that we and others have put in place are helping to flatten the curve. These remain, and I'll say it again, our most effective weapons to contain the disease. And we're grateful to all of the Commonwealth's residents for doing their part by following them. But as I said before, this is not a time to get complacent. In fact, it means the opposite. We are entering a period of time where we could be putting serious strain on our healthcare system and our hospitals. So everyone needs to continue to hold up their end of the deal. Stay home, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, wipe surfaces, clean off commonly used elements like doorknobs, and stand at least 6 feet apart and wear a mask or cover your face if you have to go out.
Governor Charlie Baker. The governor has also come under criticism from the cannabis industry on the closing of the Massachusetts cannabis shops. He explained why those shops remain closed.
Significant numbers of the customers who procure cannabis at recreational marijuana dispensaries in Massachusetts are not from Massachusetts because many of the states around us, in fact, I think almost all of them, have not legalized recreational marijuana. Making those sites available to anybody from the Northeast would cut completely against the entire strategy we're trying to pursue here in Massachusetts to keep people safe. And that's why they're not an essential business.
Governor Charlie Baker speaking at his press conference yesterday, which the entire video is posted on MSONewsSports.com.
Manchester by the Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald is praising the great response from his community, including an unexpected contribution from a Manchester Essex High School junior.
Yeah, I can't say enough for the local businesses and the citizens, here in town. We put out a request for sanitizing wipes the other day, and the response we had was absolutely fabulous. And one other thing, we have a high school junior whose name is Max Warnock, and he is home making face shields for us. So we had his first delivery the other day, and I just want to have a huge shout out to him to see that happening for us.
Lynn's General Electric employees held a second round of silent protests on Wednesday aimed at securing safer working conditions and additional paid sick leave and urging the company to start producing ventilators at the plant. Gayla Colley from the Daily Item of Lynn writes today that workers have been citing health and safety concerns at Lynn's GE Aviation plant for more than a month, which came to a head with multiple employee testings positive for the coronavirus as of Wednesday. There were been 7 confirmed cases at the city's plant. Quote, "I feel it's a dangerous situation," said Adam Kaczynski, who is the president of the IOUCWA. "The personal protective equipment is starting to come in, but there's been inconsistencies and shortages throughout the pandemic. We still haven't reached an agreement on what we feel is an adequate cleaning schedule in that process." Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Dave Rogers is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. As the spread of COVID-19 in Greater Newburyport reaches its expected peak in the weeks to come, Ann and Jake's hospital leaders say all 1,253 employees are ready for what will likely be the most difficult days yet. Earlier this week, hospital CEO and President Mark Goldstein described the early days of coronavirus at the hospital as frantic, but said that is no longer the case. He's quoted as saying, 23 days in, there's a sense of confidence they are ready to do what they've chosen for their career. He admitted that waves of stress, anxiety, and fear remain daily emotions at the hospital, which is a member of the Beth Israel Lahey Health System. He's quoted again as saying, those are real feelings employees have. It's something we've never seen before. He said being part of the Beth Israel Lahey system, which means all hospitals adhere to the same protocols, use the same technology, and share ideas, has added to the sense they are ready for the weeks and months to come. At the same time, he and other hospital officials expressed gratitude to the community for donations of vital equipment and emotional support. Since a recent plea for assistance, more than 150 community members and businesses have donated 800 boxes of personal protective equipment, totaling more than 50,000 face shields, gowns, and other items. Additionally, the hospital has collected 1,000 hand-sewn masks and $20,000 in donation via its Healthcare Heroes Fund, according to Mary Williamson, Vice President of Development. Much more in the story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
In school districts around the North Shore and around the state, they are doing remote learning. Dustin Luca writing in today's news, some of the story as I go in a few paragraphs, reads this way. Many schools this week set in motion specific plans for remote learning, which includes everything from printed assignments given wherever meals are provided, to teachers providing lesson plans for their students through the Google Hangouts, Google Classroom, and other learning apps. Quote, today, April 6, is our first day of what we're calling Phase 2. That according to Lisa Dana, the superintendent of the Danvers Public Schools, in an interview earlier this week. At our secondary level, our students have the Chromebooks, so they'll find their learning assignments on Google Classroom from their teachers. In the early days and weeks of school closings because of the pandemic, districts focused on getting meals out to low-income students who relied on being in school to be fed. Lesson plans and other academics were not the immediate concern at that point in many cases. Everything has changed overnight, and the future is still uncertain. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times that in Gloucester, teachers are going above and beyond as the district adjusts to remote learning. As the city's public schools move to online learning due to the spread of the novel coronavirus, teachers, administrators, students and parents are having to find new ways to connect for the sake of learning. O'Malley Middle School principal Lynn Beattie is quoted as saying teachers are trying to teach in ways that can be challenging in the classroom, and to do it online through a lot of text and video is an added challenge in the process. Everybody is up for it. In addition to reaching out to their students to ensure that they have the resources to learn, teachers have been meeting virtually to brainstorm how to stay connected while they are streets apart. Again, the participation has been very enthusiastic, and people are getting engaged and getting together and sharing from each other. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday today. And don't forget to check out Connections every Tuesday and Thursday. And this week, a special edition of Connections Friday morning. This is MSONewsSports.com.